Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Today we have an exciting topic talking about the danger of hell, fire. Hell is the danger, the fire of hell. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for what you will do and what you're going to do on this program today. We thank you for each and every participant that will tune in to the program, whether this morning, later today, or either in the archives. We give you praise. We give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, we're going to be talking about the danger of hellfire. You know, you have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. Whosoever shall be killed shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, rascal, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thy fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. And I know you have read through the scripture in different parts of the Bible where they tell you about fools. And it's in your Bible. If you have not tore your pages out, you'll be able to read it for yourself. You'll find it in Matthew's the 5th chapter, in the 22nd verse, and also Luke, the 12th chapter, the 20th verse, Corinthians 3 and 18, and 2 Corinthians 11 and 6. We're going to talk about today the danger of hell fire. You know, when you think about, first of all, what is hell? Well, you know, I'm glad you're asked. You know, it's a breath of relief is usually heard when someone declares. Hell is a symbol for separation from God. To be separated from God for eternity is no greater threat to the impenitent person. The ungodly want nothing more from God. Their problem in hell will not be separated from God. When you think about that, it will be the presence of God that will torment them. In hell, God will be present in the fullness of his divine wrath. He will be there to exercise his just punishment of the demon. They will know him as a consuming fire. Today, we are talking about the danger of hell fire. And hell is dangerous. You know, no matter how we analyze the concept of hell, it often sounds to us as a place of cruel and unusual punishment. If, however, we can take any comfort in the counsel and the concept of hell, we can take it in the full assurance that there will be no cruelty there. It is impossible for God to be cruel. Cruelty involves inflicting a punishment that is more severe or harsh than the crime. Cruelty in this sense is unjust. God is incapable of inflicting an unjust punishment. You know, the judge of all the earth will surely do what is right. No innocent person will ever suffer at his hand. Now, we didn't say the devil, we say his hand. You know, perhaps the most frightening aspect of hell is its eternity. People can endure the greatest agony if they know it would ultimately stop. You know, in hell, there is no such hope. The Bible clearly teaches that the punishment is eternal. My. You know, the same word is used for both eternal life and eternal death. Punishment implies pain. Mere inhabilitation, which some have lobbied for, involved no pain. You know, wicked men will hereafter earnestly wish to be turned to nothing and forever cease to be, that they may escape the wrath of God. Hell then is an eternal before the righteous, ever burning with wrath of God. Hell will continuously burn. So those that go to hell will continuously. It's a continuous thing. It's not where you can come up, get air, get you some water. Mm-mm. It's none of that. You know, a suffering tormented from which there is no escape and no relief. Understand that it is crucial to our drive to appreciate the work of Christ and to preach his gospel. You know, when you think about the value of Christians, that's like salt and light, and his views on the law of Moses, his teaching on anger. You know, when you call someone a fool, Jesus said, and you are in danger of hell fire. Do not know all that is involved in this statement, but the danger is there. Danger is defined as risk and perilous. We all know something about danger. The fact of our belief with regard to danger does not have to be established. We know poison is dangerous. You know, if you take poison, you know the consequences that it can kill you. Drugs, that's dangerous. It can kill you, and etc. Even an automobile accident can kill you. That's danger. Some sports, you're in danger. And you know for sure guns will kill you. That's a danger. Electricity. Don't you know you can put your hands on an electrical socket wet, sitting in the tub and touch an electric socket? That's danger. Even when you're on thin ice, when it's the winter time, you can go through a hole through anything. That's dangerous. We therefore know what danger is. But let's ask again. What is hell? You know, some would say hell is the danger and periods of life, but not so. Some would say disease is hell. Not so, because God can heal you from a disease. Some people say, I feel like I'm going through hell with this disease. Some would say war is hell, because you know, in a war, a lot of men going through hell, but that's not the danger of hell. Why? Not so. You know, hell is described as an everlasting fire. You'll find that in Matthew's, the 25th chapter, and the 41st verse. And I'm going to turn over to that right now and read what thus said the Lord. In Matthew's 25, and the 25th verse says, his Lord said unto him, the 41st verse, I'm sorry. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil and his angels. Here the Lord is telling you in his word what can happen. Don't be on the left hand of God. This fire is unquenchable, according to Mark, the 9th chapter, the 43rd through the 48th verse. And I'm going to turn right on over there to Mark, the 3rd chapter. The 9th chapter. Okay. We're going to move Mark, the 9th chapter, and 43rd verse to the 48th. And the word of God says, and if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands and go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Verse 44 says, where thy worms died not, and the fire it not quench. 45 says, and if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Verse 46 say, where their worm died not, and the fire is not quenched. 47 say, and if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. 48 say, where thou worm died not, and the fire is not quenched. My. And I'll just go ahead and read these last two verses in Mark. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savedness, wherewith ye season it? Have salt in yourself and have peace one with another. We're talking today about the danger of hellfire. What can happen to you when you're in hellfire? You know, also, some people describe hell as an outer darkness. Over in Matthew's, the 8th chapter and the 11th verse, I'm going to turn over there. In case you don't have your Bible, I'm going to read you what thus saith the Lord. And chapter 8, verse 11 says, and I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the kingdom of children of the kingdom shall cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping, garnishing of teeth. My. Some describe hell as an everlasting destruction. And again, I ask you, why is there a hell? It was prepared for the devil and his angels. It was not prepared for God's people. It was prepared for the enemy and all his imps. That's what the hell was prepared for, not for the saints of God. True saints of God, I know you don't want to go to hell. Hell is hot, and just think about how hot it is up here now. Not just with the heat we're going through, but with just life situations that we go through. And in Matthew's 25 and verse 41, they say, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angel. Don't you know when he sent the enemy, the devil, Satan, to hell, his angels with him that wanted to stay with him, they was cast down too. You know, it was prepared for the wicked. We'll read that in Revelation 21 and 8. It was prepared for the beast and false prophet. You read that in Revelation 19 and 20. And for those who worship the beast, you'll find that in Revelation 14 and 11. And I think I'll go right on over to Revelation, because Revelation is powerful. It's letting you know about the danger of hell in Revelation. And let me turn right on over to that in case your Bible is not right there with you. And we're going to read what thus say the Lord from the Word of God, not from me. We're going to turn to chapter 21, first of all, and see what it is saying about the danger of hell. And chapter 21 and verse 8 is said, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolatries and all liars shall have that part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. My. Here the Bible is telling us in chapter 21 of Revelation about hell, the danger of hell. And it was prepared for the beast and the false prophets. You find that in Revelation, the 19th chapter, and the 20th verse, and I'm going to read what thus said the Lord. Here Satan was bound for 1,000 years, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both was cast alive and to a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Look at here. They didn't even die. They was put in there alive, the word of God say. Cast into the fire. And then when we go to Revelation 14 and verse 11, it says, let me turn right on over to it. And the word of God say in verse 11, and the smoke of that torment ascended up forever and ever, and they had no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever received the mark of his name. My. We therefore come to the conclusion that hell is a prepared place for unprepared people. Let me say that again. Hell is a prepared place for unprepared people. And when you say, well, who then is in danger of hellfire? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. Our text said, whosoever shall say thy fool. However, those in danger may be rescued and saved. The dying thief. He asked God to remember him in paradise. So then every person who has not repented and been saved is in danger of hellfire. So all of you that's listening today that have not repented, you better start repenting so you may be saved, so you don't be in the danger of hellfire. Because we don't want to go to hell. We're catching enough hell up top here. You know, I want to ask you a question today. Are you in danger of hellfire? Don't say, I have plenty of time. Don't you know how many people are in the grave right now thinking they had plenty of time to do the things God had called them to do? The work, the gifts, and the talent that God had given them. And they buried them, threw away, laid them on the side, didn't want to have no part with God. But they hadn't thought about a judgment day is coming one day. Are you okay with that? When you realize that you're living in dangerous and perilous times, we haven't seen nothing yet that's going to come about on this earth, on this side. Some of us may be gone. Some of us may be still here. Some may be caught up to meet Jesus in the air. If you have not repented, you should start repenting today for any and everything that you know you did, that you didn't go to God and repent. But no matter how little or how big, how minute it may be, you do not want to be in the danger of hellfire. Hell is the danger. Because once you get to hell, you can't come back here. You're there for eternity. And when you repent and trust Christ, you are not in danger of hellfire. But you got to repent before God. You got to give God your everything. You got to let God know, for God I live and for God I die. And when you say them and live that, you got to live this thing. You can't just read the word, put it down, and don't live it. You got to read and practice what you preaching, what you teaching, what you standing by through the word of God. He give us scriptures to go through, to go by. And when you think of that, the danger of hellfire, I don't want to be in danger of hellfire. I don't want to burn. I do not want to be in that number at all. Because I won't have nobody to rescue me. My rescue days will be over. So that means I've got to do what I can now while it's day, where God know what I'm doing. What I'm speaking the word, living the word, reading that word, eating that word. But when you're going off lassidassi, lying, cheating, whoremongering, adulterous, all these different things that the word speak of, how are you going to be able to not miss the danger of hell fire? God didn't make hell for us. He made heaven for us. So why do you want to go to hell when you catching all kind of hell up here on earth? Haven't you caught enough rather than going down to hell to spend eternity? Today I would tag words with danger, fire, and hell. And that's what I've been trying to bring forth to you ever since I've been on the line, to tell you about the danger of hell, the fire of hell. You could be living in a hell right now and not realizing it, or realizing it, wondering what's going on, what's really going on. Have you repented? Have you come up out of that thing? Have you give God your all in all? Have you turned your life around? Well, if you haven't did any of those things and above, where do you think you're going to lift your eyes? Are you serving the Lord? Are you coming before him with his presence singing? Are you taking the Lord's Supper? You know, are you reading the scriptures? All these things to bring you closer to God. Just think about it for a few minutes. The danger of hell fire. And tell me what you come up with. Hell is the danger. Because we don't want to go to hell. We want to live here on earth. We want to go to heaven. But we got to do a lot of cleaning up before we get to heaven, you all. So remember these things today, what I've been talking about, the danger of hell fire. Let God know, I want to change from my wicked ways. I'm going to put the crack down, all forms of drug down. I'm going to put prostitution down. I'm going to put all these things I got involved with down. And when you put them down, you're going to see the things God have for you. And at this time, I'm going to play a song for us, and I'm going to get a swallow of water, and I'll be right on back.
You are everything.
think about it, we come to the close of our show, our broadcast, but Jesus should be your everything, not the devil. So today the show was on the danger of hair fire. And please stay tuned next week for another exciting topic. Next week we're going to be talking about "And the Walls Came Tumbling Down" in Jericho. We'll be speaking on that next week. So thank all callers that came on the line today. Thank you so much for participating on the line. I know you didn't say anything, but thank you so much for coming on the line today. And I want each and every person that tuned in and will come on the archive to have a blessed week. And until next week, joy and peace. Send out her love. If I had a tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Have a blessed day and a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You're my healer, you're my savior.